It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are talking about the infighting within the MAGA movement, within the Trump-verse, over the what seems to be about the H-1B visa program. Recap briefly, Elon Musk said some really offensive things about American workers. Vivek Ramaswamy doubled down on that with respect to the need for more workers from abroad coming to the United States. These are technical workers through the H-1B visa program. This then begat a huge backlash from the nativist, racist, xenophobic MAGA far right, the spokesperson of which is, of course, Steve Bannon. In response to all of this from Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, let's take a listen to this next cut. This is 1B, Cardi. Let's just take a listen to a little of the flavor that Steve Bannon is laying down. Now, he's talking about Elon Musk here. Keep this in mind.
They're making a lot of money, and they have control. And this is about money and power. It's not about race. It's not about gender. It's not about ethnicity. It's not about religion. That's what they want you to believe it is. So you're like a bucket of crabs at each other's throat. It's not about that. It's about money and power. And Karl Rove's going to get his 54 big donors down there. They're going to figure out how to stop Trump or how to compromise it. And they'll use Ted Cruz, or they'll use Little Marco, or they'll use Jeb Bush, or they don't care who they use. They'll throw up some chop block. They'll misdirect you. Look at this. Isn't that, there's some racism over there. You white folks, go look at that. That's a Fox specialty. We don't fall for that. So don't think you're going to come back and, oh, you know what? Well, what we need to do is increase it here and cut that cost there. Screw you, you clown. And then you got to suppress.
And he goes on and on and on. Let's take this very last cut of Steve Bannon. This is going to be 1D. 1D.
The problem was, as we saw it. And he supported it. And for that, he gets a place at the table. There's no doubt. You should. It's $250 million in June, not an entire cycle, in 5 months. But that dinner with Sachs and that check from Elon came at Biden's, you know, when Biden, you know, in the debate or right before the debate, and Biden, you know, they kind of saw the numbers of where this thing was heading. They're recent converts. And we love converts. Hell, I'm a Catholic. We used to be in the convert business. Not so much anymore. We can't keep what we got. But in the old days, you know, half the saints are missionaries. We love in converts. But the converts sit in the back and study for years and years and years to make sure you understand the faith and you understand the nuances of the faith and understand how you can internalize the faith. Don't come up and go to the pulpit in your first week here and start lecturing people about the way things are going to be. If you're going to do that, we're going to rip your face off.
He's talking about Elon Musk. You know, the shadow vice president, Donald Trump's number one advisor. Okay, so what in the heck is going on here, y'all? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Is this really about immigration? Is this really about H-1B visas? It's kind of funny because Bannon seemed, every blind squirrel will find a nut every once in a while. It's about the money and the power and the influence. I actually agree with the man on that. It's also about the xenophobia and the racism, right? Because that's what they use to trick middle-class Americans into thinking that Donald Trump and Elon Musk and his billionaire cabinet are actually looking out for you. That's how they sell it. And Steve Bannon, to disclaim that now, I mean, he's the nativist of nativists. Of course, it's about all of those things. How do you oppress the middle class and keep us working, moving, trickling up all of the wealth? You make us afraid of people that don't have wealth and power and access, like the middle class. Let's go to the phones. Matt from Middleton. Is this actually about immigration, Matt?
Hey, Maggie. Thanks for what you do. Keep up the good work. We need you in the next 4 years. Look, this is all about the old Confederacy and the power players coming back to ruin America. We saw in the pandemic with the meat plants. This is the old Confederacy. They want slavery. You know, it's technically slavery when you're paid too little to survive and you have to work 12 hours a day. And the fight is really about Bannon and the white nationalists want jobs for white Christians. They don't care about the rest. And Musk wants good engineers and people who will take the pay that he'll give them and work insane hours. At Tesla, they have to come in the middle of the night sometimes whenever Musk calls them to do his little side jobs or whatever, and he pushes people very hard. A lot of engineers want the projects. They want the challenge, but they don't want to work like slaves. So that's the real fight, and I don't know how it'll play out, but I just wanted to, you know, voice that. This is the old Confederacy, and I hope they both fail. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Always appreciate you listening and calling. Doug, you're up next. What do you have to say? Is this even about immigration?
Hello?
Hi, Doug. Yep, it is. Go ahead, sir.
This is about cheap labor, period. Okay, and there's a difference between the tech bros that are bringing in H-1 visa people and migrants who are choosing to come here and make a better life for themselves. Okay, when one person from any country that's a tech pro that's coming over, he is assigned to that company. If he quits, he's deported. Migrants have a choice. You see how it's a difference there?
Yeah, I do. Doug, I'm hearing you. The thing that I think is revelatory here is that the response from the MAGA base, which Steve Bannon is the ultra microphone for, is still immigration bad, right? There's not a distinction between a tech company or a medical engineering firm that is actually going to pay someone who comes here on an H-1B visa a six-figure salary, which, by the way, actually pushes up wages for American workers. They're not making a distinction between that and the U-lines, right? Let's be very clear. The U-line company run by Liz and Dick Eline, the number two right behind Elon Musk, donors to Donald Trump, who use the H-1B visa program allegedly illegally to bring warehouse workers here from Mexico, according to The Guardian, and pay them not American minimum wages, which isn't a minimum wage. It is a poverty wage, but they don't even pay them that. They pay them Mexican wages into their Mexican bank accounts and then send them back. There's no distinction about among or between any of this stuff. There's no actual discussion about the policies. Why? Because it's not actually about immigration. It's not actually about the middle class. What is it about? I'm going to get to that in just a second. How do we know it's not about immigration? One, because there's no actual discussion of any of the details and differences between these questions. Abusive labor practices by large companies, the abuse of the H-1B program by companies, the need for skilled tech workers, the need for higher wages for workers across the spectrum. They don't have those discussions. The need for migrant labor in the agricultural industry right here in Wisconsin. There's no discussion of it. We know it's BS because they don't ever talk about the actual policies. We know it because they lie about immigration all the time. They use scare tactics, xenophobia, racism, all of it. They're eating the pets. No, they're not. So, you know, if you're lying about it, if you don't talk about any of the actual policies, you know it's garbage. And we know it because of this. Donald Trump back in 2016 said unequivocally, he's against the H-1B visa program. Let's listen to that sound. If you don't believe me about what he said, take it from him himself. This is during a 2016 presidential debate. Cardi, this is cut two.
The H-1B very well, and it's something that I frankly use, and I shouldn't be allowed to use. We shouldn't have it. Very, very bad for workers. And second of all, I think it's very important to say, well, I'm a businessman, and I have to do what I have to do, and it's sitting there waiting for you, but it's very bad It's very bad for business in terms of it's very bad for our workers, and it's unfair for our workers, and we should end it.
And we should end it. Trump, in an interview with the New York Post just around Christmas time, said this, quote, "I've always liked the visas. I have always been in favor of the visas. That's why we have them. I have many H-1B visas on my property." No, he doesn't. It's a different kind of visa. Because to like run your Mar-a-Lago property, you don't need engineers, just saying. But to get back to his quote, "I've always been in favor of H-1B visas. That's why we have them. I have many H-1B visas on my property. I've been a believer in H-1B. I've used it many times. It's a great program." So wait. It's unfair and very bad and we should end it, or it's a great program? He's got to be lying. Has to be lying. We know it, again, because of businesses like Uline who abuse the heck out of it. It has nothing to do with the H-1B visas. It has nothing actually to do with immigration, because all they do is lie about it. By the way, U.S. deportations right now are at their highest level since 2014. It's according to ICE. Highest level since 2014. When was Donald Trump president? Oh, yeah, 2016 to 2020. So if it's a lie, if this isn't actually what it's about, if Trump is just stumbling all over himself because he actually knows that you have to have some sort of version of H-1B, but like the MAGA movement just hates all immigration because that's the bill of goods they were sold in Donald Trump's campaign. "I'm going to save the middle class. I'm going to make it great for all of you. Don't worry. I'm God. I'm the chosen one." And the reason it's terrible is immigration. Well, then all of it's bad, right? What is it actually about then? And all you need to look at is the line of billionaires currying favor with this president. It's weird, isn't it? Because it's like Elon Musk gives all this money, buys a communication platform to basically service Donald Trump. In return, he gets Donald Trump's ear. He gets to weigh in on policy. He's the one guy Donald Trump can't fire now, right? Like, oops, he's created a monster. You got the billionaire cabinet. Now you got Mark Zuckerberg saying, fact-checking. Who cares about fact-checking? Just let all the racism, homophobia, xenophobia, misogyny, just let that flourish on the book of faces. They're all giving them money for the inauguration. They're all currying favor. And in return, Donald Trump is going to do what? Because billionaires don't do things just because they feel good. Remember, billionaires have no political party. There's no R or D behind them. It's just a B. I'm a billionaire. So what is it that Donald Trump can deliver for these billionaires? Whether we're talking about H-1B visas or regulations or tax policy, or how about this? For example, Meta facing a huge lawsuit and investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice. You think Donald Trump might be able to do something about that? You think Donald Trump might be able to put in retaliatory tariffs if, say, for example, the EU doesn't agree that Meta and X can just operate without any fact-checking and just let the information swamp? I'm going to pick up right here when we come back, because this matters to you. And it matters if this government, this federal government, this administration, and the state government is doing all it can for you and your family. Will Donald Trump fulfill his promises to the middle class? I think this kerfuffle, this battle within MAGA, gives us a pretty clear answer. I'll pick it up right there when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer, lady, and economist right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, y'all. 855-75-CIVIC.